Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. When we're sick, we expect to take some medicine or get therapy or, at worst, surgery. But how about getting an injection of medical microbots instead?
Oh, cool. That almost sounds like getting my own private microtransformers to battle my diseases.
You know, it's kind of like that. Medical microbots are microscopic automated machines that are so small they can travel anywhere in the body and can perform specific tasks. For example, they may clean out an artery, obtain a biopsy, or even treat a tumor.
Being about the size of a human cell, these robots would do much less damage to tissues than conventional approaches, such as surgery or the insertion of catheters.
The goal is to make them even smaller to perform tissue engineering and regenerative medicine where damaged tissues or organs could be repaired or rebuilt completely.
Another goal is to develop microbots that deliver therapeutic payloads such as drugs or imaging agents to specific parts of the body. In live small animals, microbots propelled by hydrogen microbubbles treated bacterial infections of the stomach by delivering drugs directly to the stomach wall where the bacteria were living.
The biggest challenge is locomotion and control. Microbots have to travel not only through fluids like blood, but also through air pockets like those in the stomach, intestine, or lungs. So these microbots have to be like an all-terrain vehicle.
If you get these robots to the location, you still have to activate them to do their job. Many methods are being tried, including using sound, light, and magnets. Research labs around the world are working on making them much more capable.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.